I want to tell you a story of our boiler. And it's very important. This is a parable of the boiler. Okay? The parable of the boiler is that, because Jesus spoke in parables so that we could all understand and get kingdom dynamics downloaded surreptitiously into us through a story. So the parable of the boiler, which is on one of the Dead Sea Scrolls, from the cave they just discovered. So it goes like this. Once upon a time, 5 weeks ago, the boiler wouldn't give a nice hot bath. And we had to boil the kettle to get a bath. And then, one night, in the middle of the night, it was very cold. And somebody, who I'll call Matt for the purpose of the parable, got up and pressed the button on the boiler, and it lit for 5 to 10 seconds, and then it stopped lighting, and then it went out. And I pressed it again, and it lit, and it went out, and I pressed it, and I pressed it, and I pressed it, and then I turned it off. And the next day, we called the boiler man, and he came, and he looked at the boiler, and he said, "I'm afraid this is a deceased boiler. It is an ex-boiler. And the part will cost this much, and my labor will cost that much, and that's how much a new boiler costs." Stay with me. I'm going somewhere. Here we are, 5 weeks later, and we have a new boiler. And there's heat in the house, and there's cold water. But for 5 weeks, in one of the coldest, a few of the weeks were of the coldest variety, dropping below zero in an old Victorian brick house, when you can feel it in your bones, and bathing each morning, because for some reason we only had a combi boiler and no immersion heater, bathing took 20 minutes to prepare a lukewarm 3 centimeters of water at the bottom of a very cold basin for 5 weeks. I want to tell you, when the hot water went back on, and I had the first bath, it was so wonderful. And the next day, the heat came on, and the house was warm. And it was so wonderful. And I was so grateful for the simple thing of a hot bath and heat in my house. I was so grateful. And I just felt this gratitude in my heart. And I just thought, why, when I knew the boiler was going to get fixed, why did I wait to have gratitude in my heart? Why did I wait for 5 weeks? Why did I waste 5 weeks without gratitude in my heart that my boiler was being fixed? What if I had framed up on the first day gratitude in my heart and cultivated gratitude in my heart for hot water and heat in the house? Would it have taken 5 weeks to fix the boiler in my house if I had framed up gratitude? Why did I waste 5 weeks not praying about the boiler? Why did I let life happen to us so that it took 5 weeks? What a waste of time. Even if it still took 5 weeks, What a waste of my heart energy not being grateful. What a waste. I could have been abiding in the vine, vitally connected to him for 5 weeks, full of gratitude. Oh, God, thank you so much. Oh, thank you for our neighbor who gave us a little heater. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that we have a kettle and we can boil hot water. And thank you, God. Thank you, God, that I can wash my hands in running water, even if it's freezing cold. Thank you, God, that we have running water. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, of a house. Thank you, God, for my family. Thank you, God, that we had the busiest January ever. Thank you, God. Instead of me feeling exhausted, I'm so happy that the first weekend we got to go away somewhere where they had a hot shower. And the second weekend we got to go away somewhere and put up in a B&B where they had a hot shower and heat. Thank you, Jesus. Why wasn't I grateful? Why was I such a whining little schmiggy-biggy? That's Yiddish. What a waste of time. Do you agree? We need to change our culture. We need to change our language. We were praying earlier. I'm not going to pick on the person who said it in this way. Okay? I'm not picking on you. Please bear with me, okay? I love you. Why do we beg God to do stuff instead of doing it? Why do we sit back and watch the world go to and not do something? And sit back and go, oh, it's terrible, it's terrible, it's terrible. Isn't it terrible? It's terrible. Yes, it's terrible, it's terrible. We should do something about that. We certainly should. We should make a committee. We should change the government. What if we were the people who stepped in? And we did, by the way, when we were praying earlier. And the prayer came out like, oh, God, we wish you would do that. Instead, we changed it. And we said, no. We're the people. We have the authority. We're going to do this. And we stepped in. We said, we're sons. We're rightful heirs. We are seated on a throne. And we did it. And we, instead of saying we wish they would repent, we repented for them. And we changed something. Amen? Right? Yeah, prayer group? Yeah. So what if we changed our culture? How does that start? You start changing your culture by changing you. What do you want to become? What do you want to do? How do you change you? First, you make a decision. I want to change. Then you change that. You say, I choose to believe that I am changing. Wait, that's not good enough. Well, you're changing. When are you going to change? I'm changing. I'm in a process. This could take some time. I'm going to build a cocoon around myself and sit in the hot sun till I become a beautiful butterfly. How about now? I choose to believe I have changed. That's still resting in the now and the past, though, isn't it? Let's move a step forward. I choose to believe I am the arbiter of change. I am supernaturally, I am change itself. The Father has put change in me. I am my Father's Son. In the beginning, he was. And he saw something that he wanted changed. And he sat and he brooded over it. Imagining what it should become. And then he spoke. And it was. Are you not made in his image? Are you made in his image? Are you? Are you? He says it. Do you believe it? Are you made in his image? If you're made in his image, what are you brooding over? What are you imagining? What do you need to change? How did he do it? He envisaged. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning from the end. He's the beginning of the end. He's the beginning at the end. He's the beginning and the end. He's the circle. He sits at the end knowing what will happen because he's envisaged it. He's brooded over the face of the darkness. He's brooded over what does not yet. He's imagined it. And then he speaks. Light. We translate it as, let there be light. That wasn't it. It was light. Shalom. Light. World. Boom. Day and night. Light and dark. Animals. Adam, come here. You're made in my image. Come here. What do you want this one? Now, did he parade animals? La, la, la. Here come the animals. La, Here's Adam. Ooh, ha, 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 giraffe, hippopotamus. Or did he go, Adam, come here. Come here. Come here. Let me show you something. Come here. We're going to make animals. You ready? Okay, imagine one. God, go wild. Sure, long neck, sure. Little nubby horns, great. Spots, love it, love it, love it. Okay, ready? Do it. Adam, do it. Giraffe. The parable of the boiler. Could the boiler have been fixed in less than 5 weeks? Most definitely. What a waste of time. I'm not going to do that again. I am change. I change my language. I change my culture. I change who I am. God imagined. Okay, we're going to do an exercise, okay? Engage your sanctified imagination, okay? You don't have to get up. You're already in heaven, right? Are you seated in Christ in heavenly places? You're all sitting down, so I am seated with Christ in heavenly places, or standing, but you're still seated with Christ in heavenly places, okay? Okay, here you go. Okay, think of one thing that needs to change, one thing you want to improve, one thing. It can be really small. Start small. Go big, I don't care, go big, whatever. Some of you want to go big, that's fine. What is it? Brood, okay? Ruminate, chew, meditate. Meditate is like ruminate, is like masticate. It's like the cow chewing the cud. 4 times it swallows and then spits back up and digests because there's more goodness in it. Sounds gross, but it's good for the cow. Be like a smart cow. Ruminate, okay? Now, here's the thing. We're still transforming right now. We've not mastered this yet. So here's the thing. There's another key, okay? The key is this. You got the thing in your head, okay? I choose to believe that, okay? So now you're going to say, I choose to believe that thing, okay? I choose to believe this has already come to pass. It's already come to pass. Okay, you got it? You got your thing? Everybody got your thing? When you've got your thing, look up at me or signal me somehow, okay? Okay, you got your thing? Okay, got some nods. Any more nods? There's another nod. I think I'm almost everybody now. Okay? Here's how to engage. Okay? Right now, you're choosing to believe. For some of you, it's already coming to pass. But here's how to accelerate it. Using your sanctified imagination, because you have the mind of Christ. Okay? Begin to think of something after it has already changed. And I want you to get excited about it. Okay? The parable of the boiler, had I spoken, it would have gone something like this. I choose to believe that my boiler is fixed today. I choose to believe that my boiler is fixed today. Because my boiler is fixed today, my life has changed. I'm so happy. Engage your emotions. I'm happy because I'm sitting in this lovely hot bath. Not centimeters of water, but a full hot bath. I'm so relaxed because I'm soaking my body in it. Okay, I'm engaging my emotions. Do you get it? Are you following me? You're engaging your emotions. Why? Because you want your body, soul, and spirit, your body, speaking it out, your soul, which is your mind, will, emotions, and your spirit. Your spirit already believes it. But we need to pull it into the present. Friend of mine, they had trouble getting pregnant. 5 years they tried to get pregnant. She lost hope. She just got sick of it. She was tired of it. He chose to believe and asked her permission, do you mind if I continue to pray for this and sit on this and brood on this? Do you mind if I don't give up? And she said, I'm so weak and tired of waiting. I don't mind if you don't give up. He didn't give up. He chose to believe. Could he have accelerated it faster? Possibly. It's ended well. They're pregnant. Could he have accelerated it faster by engaging his emotions? Perhaps. But that doesn't matter. It's ended well. They're pregnant. Could I have engaged my boiler to happen faster? Possibly. Had I engaged my emotions and brought myself, had I put myself into a reality where faith had already engaged and the thing had already been pulled into being and it was just waiting to manifest, I might have accelerated the future faster to the now. Okay, one more. I choose to believe this is coming to pass. Put a timeline on it. When do you want it to come to pass? How about now? How about now? Engage your sanctified imagination. Play the game again. Get your emotions. Get excited about it. Get excited about it. When this has come to pass, I will be ecstatic. I will be able to move without a single pain in my body. I will be able to help others. I will be able to help that lady down the street because I will be so strong in my back. I'll be able to help her with what she needs, and I will be a blessing, and that will fulfill me. Engage your imagination. When my teenage son stops acting like a teenager. I'll be so thrilled. Because we'll be friends and we'll be able to hang out together. That's one. He will realize that I'm not an idiot. And that the advice that I'm giving him is because I love him and I want to prevent him from going through pain. I will be full of joy as he smiles up at me and asks me for advice because he values my opinion. I will be so wonderfully happy to realize that a year has passed and I have not raised my voice once, and it has not affected my vocal cords. You got it? Are you getting it? You got it? You got it. You got it. An activation exercise. Use it. Practice it.